Lash, 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 lash. And then when you're out with all the rugby boys, you get them to join in, and it goes like lash, 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 lash. And by that time, everyone in the bar is absolutely loving it, and they go lash, 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 lash. Lash, lash, and it's just such good chat.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of the Rugbiz Podcast. My name is Freddie Claude, and as always, I'm joined by one of the most famous faces to come out of Clapham since Will Young recorded Evergreen. How are you doing, Mr. Archie Cousins?
Yeah, mate, I'm well. I'm sort of recovered from getting absolutely possessed on the weekend. But I'm here in good spirits and, ready to go, raring to go.
What were you up to on the weekend?
Headed to Twickers, took a client there. So it was a bit of client entertainment and, it was a bloody good event.
So you weren't there on just a social?
No, I was there for business and pleasure, which is what it's all about.
Right, okay. And I know you said previously on the podcast that you sort of take these away days quite seriously when you're with clients. So when you go to Twickers, was it the same thing? Do you have like a routine you sort of stand by? Or?
Yeah, I think every time I go and watch the England boys, I very much feel like I'm playing as well. Right. And I have to put in a big performance. And I certainly did that. I was really happy with it. You know, what I produced in the stadium.
So could you sort of take us through the day leading up to the meeting? Or
I think every time I go and watch the boys, it's different. But at the moment, I'm shredding. I'm, you know, getting the chass ready for the summer. So on Saturday morning, I got up and I did two F45 classes. Mm. Just because I knew I was going to be drinking between 10 and 15 pints of Guinness.
Jeez, that's
so I've got to balance out the calories.
Sure.
And then I headed home, had a shower, I shaved my whole body, as I always do when I go and watch England play. And that just makes me feel brand new. And then I walked down to Clapham Junction, actually listened to our podcast, just so that really, well, confirmed to me that my chat is supreme.
Gave you confidence.
Yeah, exactly. Got to Clapham Junction, got on the train, and every time I go to Twickenham on the train, I always sing Swing Low Sweet Chariot at least three times.
You're by yourself there?
Yes. And sometimes the people on the train join in.
Right, okay. This time did they? Or?
No, they didn't actually. Right. But I think it was pretty well received. I think one child did cry. But that's probably because their chat hasn't developed enough to understand sure that kind of banter.
I'm sure that's the reason. Because it is, you know, amazing chat. So you rock up to Twickenham, and then do you meet the business guy immediately, or do you have a couple of beers before by yourself to get ready? Or?
No. Met my client, had a few beers. It's not really, at the beginning, it's not really about lash. It's more about business.
Right,
so
okay.
It's a few steady pints, and we're really just chatting about business. Stuff, you know, I don't think you or the listeners really understand.
Okay.
But my main aim was to try and seal the deal before the first half ended.
And did you? Or?
Disappointingly, no. I had a pretty poor first half. And at half time, I actually changed up from Guinness to gin and tonic. And that made a real difference for the second half. And on the 60th minute, I actually sealed the deal, shook the hands. And then it really was on to the entertainment part, and I did not disappoint.
So did it get loose afterwards with the client, or are you a bit wary to not do it?
No, it got fairly loose. My client's called Peter, lovely, lovely bloke. Actually, his two sons go to Shiplake College, mm-hmm. Which is actually quite sad. They're both very, very dyslexic.
Okay.
But yeah, his name's Peter, and after like the fifth pint, I was calling him Pedro, and he just... absolutely loved that. He was like, oh, no one's ever called me Pedro. I was like, yeah, I'm full of like banter like that.
Yeah, easily pleased. Yeah.
Yeah. And then it did get a little bit out of hand, actually, because I did end up debagging him in the cabbage patch. And I thought that could have, you know, soured the deal. But actually, he really enjoyed it. And I think it actually brought us closer together.
Isn't that a bit risky, debagging your client?
It is. But... you know, that's why I'm successful in the business world. I am a risk taker, and you have to be a risk taker.
There's no reward without risk, I suppose.
Exactly. And it's something that I'm writing in my upcoming book.
Oh, wow.
The Art of the Deal, by a cousin, which is coming out this Christmas. But yeah, no, we finished after the debagging, shook hands. He looked like he had a really good time. Couldn't find one of his socks, which is quite funny. And then got the train back into Clapham.
So he heads back to his family, and then you head back down to your celebrity homeland in Clapham. And then what, straight on to Inferno's, or is it too early in the night?
Well, I was heading that way, but then I popped into the Yard in Clapham Old Town. It used to be the Jam Tree. Have you been?
Haven't been, but I've walked past it most days, and I've gone like, oh, I wonder what it's like in there. Was it good? Worth going to?
Disappointing. I've got to be honest. I walked in there. There are about six people in there. They all look like they were on holiday from Essex.
Oh, God.
And one guy called me a twat.
Why is that?
Well, I was singing Swing Low, Sweet Chariot.
Right, okay.
But they just didn't really get it. And it was at that point I thought, hold on. You know, I'm pretty smashed here. I'm going to head home.
So Inferno's off the cards.
Well, I did contemplate it, but the coronavirus... And I just thought, if I go in there, I'm going to pull. And I'm going to put myself at risk.
Sure.
You know, I'm a wanted man in Clapham. I might go in there, I'm pulling. Mm. So I just headed home. And you know what the best thing about living in London?
Right.
Is, you know, 5 years ago in Clapham, after the rugby, you go grab a pizza or a kebab. And they're just unnecessary calories. I just got a Deliveroo. I got a poke bowl. And I just had the tuna and the salmon, not left the rice. That's just, I'm not carb loading. No. And I felt really good the next day.
Well, talking about the coronavirus, Archie, are you one of those paranoid people who are sort of stockpiling tinned foods, loo roll, hand sanitizer, and all these kind of things or not?
I don't eat food from a tin. I also not really stockpiling hand sanitizer and loo roll. I've got plenty. Actually, quite interestingly, when I poo, I only really need, my diet's so good, I only need really one sheet.
Oh, wow.
So I've got enough to survive at least the next 2 months.
Okay.
But I am stockpiling. I'm stockpiling a lot of protein. So chicken fillets without the skin, obviously, and a lot of cottage cheese. Big fan of cottage cheese, high in protein and delicious. Sometimes when I work late and I get in, I just have just a whole cottage cheese.
Okay, yeah, sounds disgusting.
No, it's lovely. It's lovely. It's actually really filling and nutritious. The other thing I'm getting is fish sticks.
Fish sticks?
Yeah.
That sounds even worse than the cottage cheese.
Well, they're not great, but they're low in calories and you can eat plenty of them. So if I am stuck at home, then at least I can snack on those if I'm bored.
So you're stockpiling some sort of weird and wonderful food items. Are you doing anything outside the edible category or not?
I did get quite a lot of shampoo.
But mate, come on, that's shampoo.
Yeah.
Stockpiling.
Well, my thought process is, look, if the worst case scenario comes and I contract it and I die, you know, I want to make sure my lid is looking great.
So Archie, now we're going to look at the big sporting stories to come out over the last week, and none more so than the incredible Titanic clash at HQ between the Welsh and the English, the old rivalry reignited. And, well, in many ways, you played your part in the victory, didn't you?
Yeah. I mean, look, I was pretty much the 16th man.
Right.
I was there singing, England! England!
And what did you make of it?
Sometimes you'll all together go, when there's a more, which is great fun.
Sounds amazing.
Yeah, it really is.
And what did you make of the performance overall?
We got the victory. That's the most important thing.
Sure.
Wales are always a very difficult team to play against. Mm-hmm. You know, you're playing against 15 pretty uncouth gentlemen. It definitely makes me understand how the Romans felt when they invaded Britain.
Jesus Christ, well, you're a brave man to say that. And obviously there were some huge events which unfolded throughout the match, but none more so than the Joe Marler bull grab of Alan Jones. Does that have a place in rugby?
Look, Freddie, it happens. Right. It does happen. It's happened to me countless times.
For the Falcons?
No, actually, it's never happened to me on the rugby field, but it happened quite a lot to me at boarding school. And at first, you know, I wasn't too sure about it. But once my teacher, Mr. Matthews, sort of explained to me it was just a bit of banter, I actually saw the funny side.
Christ alive. Well, that explains a lot.
Yeah, it really does.
Commercial break.
Sing to the power of the Lord, they cry, but Jesus Christ, he can't help you here. Introducing the new app from AC Limited, Common to Noble. Now meetings are taking place over Skype and phone. We've come up with a new app which is going to give even the most common uneducated people a chance to hit the big time, make a lot of coin, and Jesus Christ, have a great time due to this virus. Talking to the app as a common person and come out as nobility. Here's an example.
Yeah, well, sorry, I was a bit tired and all that, but, I've always massively been into banking, and, that is something that people actually don't know about me. Just leave it on the side, yeah? I'm on a call right now. Trying a bit of respect would be nice. Yeah, so, I've just always massively... I am actually a banker by, trade. I just don't know about that, yeah?
Now, as charming as Kevin sounds, we can all admit he made a couple of faux pas for an interview for Goldman Sachs. But fear not, because he's talking through the app, this is what the lady at Goldman's hears.
I must thank you so much. I mean, it's an absolute honor to be speaking with someone who works with such a prestigious institution as Goldman Sachs. I mean, I've been a fan of Goldman since God was a boy. Dad used to say when I was at nursery, I used to go around in a nappy, calculator in one hand, water cash in the other, fake cigar on the mouth, and I was taking different interest rates off different people depending which boroughs of London they came from.
It's time to use the power of persuasion. The new app from Archie Cares Unlimited. Today we're lucky enough to be joined by a man who Danny Care described as the King of Infernos. Born in Australia to a Kenyan father and English mother, he's been genetically modified to be an incredible rugby talent, taking the best assets from the Commonwealth and converting them into an international athlete's body. With a strong lid, toned chass, and if Care's endorsement's anything to go on, exceptional chat. Welcome to the podcast, Mr. Jack Clifford.
Cliffy, how you doing, mate?
Good to see you, mate. Good to hear you. We've been chatting to Benders about you, mate, honestly.
Benders is Benders, good mate of mine, but Cliffy, look, it's just great to have you on the podcast. Just before we start, like, something I'm always interested in is what school did you go to?
I went to RGS Guildford. Okay. The Royal Grammar School Guildford, mate.
Is that private?
Yeah, it's a grammar school that then turned into a private school, yeah.
Okay, so yeah, I can imagine you fit into Harlequins pretty well. And I'm sure you're used to Monday night in Guildford.
Oh yeah, of course, always, yeah. MNG used to be the place to go. Yeah, our academy house was in Guildford as well, so a few of the lads used to, after A-League games, used to go out, a few MNGs afterwards.
I've got to give it a test drive. I haven't been out in Guildford, but... How do you think I'd go down? Do you think I'd do some damage?
Oh, mate, if as long as you got a quarter zip and some red chinos, you'd be loving life.
That sounds ideal for me.
So, Jack, just a serious question to start off. You captained England under-20s to an incredible World Cup success. What are your memories of that day? Because it's quite an achievement, I must say.
It was. It was an awesome day. Great to play kind of all those lads I grew up with and playing kind of... under-18s, under-19s, under-20s with, and to top it all off with a victory and win the World Cup. Yeah, it was awesome.
And I suppose most importantly, how was the night out afterwards? I imagine it was fairly loose.
No, it was a fairly loose one. A few boys had a few beers. Guys came off a bit worse for wear. A few of them, like Luke Cowan, Dickie, and myself actually as well. So. Yeah, it was a big night out afterwards.
Jack, was it a free bar or did you have to put your hand in your pocket?
Yeah, hand in the pocket. No, it was all our parents and everyone was there, so they were kind of taking us out for beers as well. And our brother ended up getting quite pissed as well. So no, it was good fun. Don't worry, hands were in pockets.
Yeah, because I mean, going on a night out, obviously, you know, you have to do rounds for the boys. What are you like, you know, do you get in the rounds of the boys, or is that something you're not that keen on?
Oh mate, I always open up with the first round, don't worry mate, I'm always there.
Yeah. Are you still collecting those coupons or
this has got a few names written all over it, this one?
No, I just hear from, you know, a few of my sources at Quinn's that you're probably not the the first one to go to the bar, and you do enjoy a good coupon.
Oh, this is bullshit. No, mate, never any of that stuff. Not from me, mate. I know this has got a few names written all over it, and I'm upset it's made it onto your radar, Archie.
Cliffy, You know, obviously now you're injured. What do you do as a professional rugby player? Like, unfortunately, I've never, you know, been injured in my whole semi-pro rugby career. But I mean, what is the process? Are you sort of now just spending your whole time in the gym, pretty much?
Yeah, no, it's a lot of time in the gym, a lot of physio. Trying a lot of kind of rig biz sessions. So yeah. 500 calories on the watt bike, and trying to sort myself out and get looking good for summer.
That sounds like the perfect life for me. In terms of the boys at Quinn's, who is sort of, I suppose, got the best rig?
Best rig. I'll to be fair. Danny Kerr, for someone who has the worst diet of anyone I've ever known, his Kersey. Metabolism must be amazing.
Talking about Kersey, he said when he came on the podcast a couple of weeks ago, just before he had his 200th cap and made, you know, national headlines, which was no coincidence, he said that you were the king of infernos. Are you still holding that reign strong?
I'd say I'm kind of the interim king of infernos. Well, like you said, Linguini, Charlie Walker's... away in Italy at the moment, so I'd say I'm kind of the interim manager.
Look, Cliffy.
Till he comes back.
Cliffy, I mean, look, I don't want to have an argument live on pod. I'm sure we'd get on very, very well, but what makes you think you are king of infernos? I think anyone that knows anyone knows that I am the king of infernos.
Where were you on Saturday?
I was there, I was upstairs.
No, you weren't.
No, I wasn't. To be fair,
this is
mate.
The thing, I was gutted you weren't there.
Mate, the lash got the better of me. I was at Twickers with clients, and I actually, and I spoke about this earlier, due to coronavirus, I thought, look, it's best not to go in there. You know, if I go in there, I'm pulling. I'm pulling.
Well, that's the problem, is if you're king, you need to be there, no matter what. Wind, rain, sunshine, you need to be in infernos. Well, it's a Saturday with the rugby around. You've got to be there.
Cliffy, listen, Chapman, listen to me. You let me know next time you're there and I'll be there. And we will be the judge of who's the last man standing.
All right, deal.
I mean, you must not be short of a few coins, because obviously, you know, when you played for England, you know, you only played sort of 45 minutes, but you must have earned about $3,000. That's quite a good stat. No. That's quite a good day rate.
Yeah. I mean, the day rate wasn't too bad. I mean, yeah, I'm sure a few of the boys did work out kind of what it came to in the end. But it was, it wasn't too bad. But it'd be nice to kind of get back in the mixer with there and get back into that kind of category again.
Well, mate, thank you so much for coming on. We wish you the best of recovery with your injury and hope to see you back in the England Rose earning $3,000 a minute again shortly. And if not, I'm sure Archie's ready to take you on in the city.
Cliffy, add me on LinkedIn. Let's get a drink at the Ned. We need to start getting you in the business world ASAP. He will really, really enjoy it.
Thank you so much for coming on, mate.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
So Archie, now we're on to the dating section, and this has got a real new lease of life, a real spruce up since last week when we started doing our dating service, and we had the wonderful Katie on the podcast.
Yeah, great gal.
Lovely,
great,
lovely lady.
Great gal.
And she gave us her deliverables for what she was looking for in a bachelor, and, well, it's unsurprising to hear that we had 44.
Yeah, I mean, look, this is a very popular podcast. It's not surprising.
Of course, we had a lot of applicants, and then there were two stages of vetting which we did. So the first was LinkedIn.
Yeah.
So we took the 44 guys, went on the LinkedIn, spent a lot of time looking at their stuff, and then got it down to a short list of 10.
Yeah.
And then what was the second round of
that? Well, and then we went and met them all. Well, I didn't go and meet them. Blazers went and met them.
Jesus, that's a lot of people to go and meet.
Yeah, it is. And he had to take 2 days of holiday to do it. Right. But it was actually really worth it, because he met a lovely guy from Australia who could actually play lock. So right. He's come on board to play lock for the Clapham Falcons.
Oh,
he's
awesome.
A top bloke. We've actually given him a nickname, Clopsy.
Clopsy? Why is that?
Yeah, it's because he's got a lazy eye, so Cyclops. Oh, yeah. It's quite good banter.
Yeah, that's quite harsh. Anyway, so we got it down to the final candidate, and we let him know earlier today, a guy called Sebi. As it happens, he actually knows Kate through a mutual friend of his. Her cousin Clarissa and Sebi were at Pony Club together in Kent.
Brilliant.
And then they ended up at the same Russell Group uni and said that they should definitely get together. And he seems to get all the, you know, have all the right credentials to be the perfect candidate.
Yeah, and I've got to be honest, I took a lot of inspiration from Sebi. Right. He actually told me that he takes his P60 on his first dates, and that's something I'm going to start doing. It's a really good tactic.
Right, that's awesome. Well, he's also taken inspiration from you, because he said that for his first date, he's going to take Archie's recommendation and take her to the dairy, and if she's a vegan, then you know he's going to get rid of her. But that's by the by. I don't think Katie is. Do you have any other sort of inspirational words you could give? You know, you're on a first date, couple of lovely horses at the dairy, couple of bottles of wine, things are going well, and then what?
I mean, one thing I do from time to time on a first date or if I'm out is I will say to a girl at the end of the night, look, why don't you come back to mine and watch a film? You know, watch a Netflix film, for instance,
right, okay.
And just relax. It kind of gives them the sense that, you know, you're not really interested in you know, doing the business, but you're actually a nice guy.
Right, okay. And when was the last time you tried that out?
I think I used that about 3 weeks ago when I was out on the Raz. And it was Inferno's, met a really cute girl. And at the end of the night, about 3 o'clock in the morning, I just said to her, listen, sweetie, why don't you just come back to mine and chuck on a film on Netflix and just relax? Yeah.
What did you watch?
Unfortunately, we started watching The Irishman, which is a great, great film, but it is about 3.5 hours long.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time we finished it, it was about 6:30 in the morning. And her first train to Guildford was at 7 o'clock, so she just got her first train.
All right, so nothing out of it.
No, but yeah, great film. Highly recommend it.
So, Archie, now we're going to look at the business news. And, I mean, God, it's been a terrible last 4 weeks, hasn't it, really?
Yeah, doomsday.
Yeah, markets.
Dooms week.
Markets.
Dooms month.
Of course, markets plunging around the world. Yeah. Golden
oil. The old Dow Jones is down.
Mate, it's an absolute nightmare. And, you know, a lot of our listeners try to sort of switch off from the realities of the world by listening to you and listening to us.
Yeah.
And so, could you give us some, can you install some confidence back into the ranks?
Do you have any good news? Really, no. I've got to be honest with everyone. It's pretty scary. Not for me. I mean, I'm very lucky. My father's incredibly wealthy. But for people who haven't got wealthy parents, you know, it is very nerve-wracking.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I have noticed is a lot of meetings are happening via Skype, which can be tricky for some people. Not for me, because I come across incredibly well on video.
Right.
In HD. You know, I put a black and white filter on it, and it, you know, it makes me look fantastic.
Are you still taking any precautions?
Yeah, I am. I'm still wearing my mask when I do the Skype call, just in case. You never know with technology these days.
No, sure.
But I think I'm going to be okay. I've got my fingers in a lot of pies, and AC Limited have got a number of products that I think will flourish with this epidemic.
Well, that's incredibly scary. Arch, now we got to the shout-outs where we're going to please the disciples, the thousands who listen every week.
Oh, yeah.
Have you got some good ones as well?
Well, Fred, I put it out on my Instagram earlier, and I've had hundreds of people get in touch. And there's some seriously good chat.
Right.
There's also some incredibly poor chat. And there's a few people who have been a bit mean, actually. I wish everyone would stop mentioning my bottom teeth. That's just what happens when you play rugby.
Yeah, of course.
But I've got three shout-outs this week. Right. First is obviously long-time listener Wiley254.
What a guy.
I've got some really good news, actually.
Go on.
Yeah, he's got a date this week.
Fuck off.
Yeah, yeah.
Jeez, that's amazing. That's
well,
awesome.
Well. I'll be honest with you, there's a bit of a downside.
Right, go on, Wiley.
It's a blind date, so she doesn't know what he looks like. But right. Wiley, we're wishing you the best of luck, mate. Yeah, we hope you can do it.
Lots of girls love wobbles.
Yes. I've got another one here from a guy called Will Driscoll 7. And he said, can you shout out my mate Deckers, who's been working hard on his rig and has stopped wearing brown shoes since I got him onto the podcast.
Good man.
He's now celebrating his most successful Q1. Coincidence? I don't think so, Fred.
That is awesome.
And the big shout out goes to a chap under the name Marcus Jones, 96.
Nice name.
He messaged me to say, me and the boys went to Italy Saturday morning for skiing. Smashed the night out. Of course they did. Then awoke at 6 a.m. by locals telling them that the whole area was on lockdown due to coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
They landed in Gatwick 36 hours later. Now all six of them are quarantined for 14 days. So, boys, this goes out to all the Cliff Road boys. Best of luck. Make sure you've got all your protein in. Otherwise, you know, it could be a worrying 14 days.
Well, they got 8 eps of the podcast to listen to back to back.
Yeah, yeah. Lucky guys, actually.
So, guys, that brings another episode of the Rig Biz podcast to an end. I had a wonderful time.
What an episode.
Really, really good fun.
Probably one of my best performances.
I completely agree.
Solid the whole way through.
You were decent.
My chat was on fire.
Yeah, it was not bad.
You need to take a little leaf from my book, mate.
Well, I'm doing my best, mate, through osmosis. Anyways, guys, a tiny bit of housekeeping. Tom May did 6 marathons in 6 days. The link to donate to charity is still in the box below, so please get involved in that. I mean, come on, we're not asking for much, just what?
Couple of hundred.
That will do the job nicely. Also, boys, you can buy our Rig Biz caps.
And girls.
And anyone else. Any of the 50 sort of but neutral.
Mainly for boys. It's quite a good look in the gym to wear a backwards cap.
It is awesome. So, guys, the link for that is in the box below. They seem to be doing well. So, get involved now when you can because we may.
Keep buying them because we're making a hefty little sum.
I completely agree.
And it's my night out fund at the moment.
Well, I'm not surprised.
A couple of bottles of champers.
Well, we may need to renegotiate, as you said earlier.
Yeah. Well, I'm going for a meeting with them. Need to renegotiate, definitely.
Well, hopefully those boys are ready for that.
They're making a lot of money from our stash.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. It's ridiculous. Anyways, apart from that, Arch, big week ahead? Anything big planned?
I'm always busy, but I've got to be honest, Fred. I am slightly worried because I don't know when the Six Nations is going to finish.
Right, okay.
And that's really important to me because they're big nights for me. I need to know when the big lash is happening. Mm-hmm. So let's hope, fingers crossed, this week we find out when the Six Nations is going to finish. All these games are getting cancelled. It's worrying me.
Well, hopefully.
Now, are we going to be lashing in May watching Six Nations rugby? I hope so. That would be brilliant.
Well, hopefully.
Shorts and t-shirts. Shorts and wife beater.
Amazing.
Unbelievable.
Well, hopefully,
and my backwards cap, which will be obviously one of our caps.
Hopefully things start to clear up over the next couple of weeks and everyone starts to improve.
Get your protein in, guys. Make sure your freezers are full of your protein.
Until then, stay safe and we'll see you next week.
Cheers.
Lash, 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 lash. And then when you're out with all the rugby boys, you get them to join in and it goes like lash, 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 lash. And by that time, everyone in the bar is absolutely loving it. And they go lash, 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 lash. And it's just...